The only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by REMAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
It is a Friday here on the Business News Hour, and on Fridays we kind of tone it down a little bit. We talk more about, well, lifestyle, arts and entertainment and places to go and things to see. And usually during this segment, this is our restaurant of the week, but we have been itching to get our friends from Noche, the jazz club that's right behind the studio, as a matter of fact, over here for some time. And with us in studio to talk about Noche is Maria Filippone and our friend Max Wellman. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
As always, Max, you're looking well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I feel well.
Yeah, you should. You should. Maria, tell us, what was the genesis of Noche? Where did this come from?
Well, my husband wanted to have a live music venue, and he wanted to invest in some real estate downtown. And we wanted it to be a bit more upscale.
Sure.
And we met Max, and we've always liked jazz music, and he convinced us that it needed to be a jazz club. So the rest is history,
and
huh?
And this really is cutting edge for Des Moines, isn't it, Max?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing like this, certainly in the state of Iowa, and even kind of beyond that. It's a state-of-the-art jazz club. We also, we occupy this huge, beautiful building just next to the studio, as you said. And it was a complete restoration project that Bob and Maria undertook. Half of the building we use for private events as well. It's
right.
A private event room called Backstage. And then the front side of the building is open at least four nights a week for live jazz and cabaret music.
And you on Tuesday nights, you have a no-cover evening. Is that correct?
We did.
You did.
We actually are not doing that in the new year. We're going to be focusing on Wednesday through Saturday nights.
Got it.
We had done enough private event work on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights actually in the bar that we're actually kind of keeping that space open for that.
Makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
So the passion with regard to real estate, I get that, okay, because this is a real emerging area. You were one of the first to occupy a space in some of these old converted buildings that once housed any manner of stuff. I have no idea, you know? And now, all along that street, are some housing coming in and some other retail establishments.
Yes, a lot of development on that street.
Pretty exciting, isn't
it? We're 1326 Walnut. There's a lot of development now. We're lucky we got in when we did.
Exactly.
You say it was one of the first businesses to open, and that's true, but it was one of the last buildings that was available for purchase in the neighborhood.
Well, the space right next to you has been demolished. It's empty now, and I suspect that what are they building there?
They're building apartments with retail space on the ground floor, underground parking. So it'll be exciting when it's all done.
So you'll have like a built-in group right there.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
Yeah. One of the things that Noche, we're speaking with Maria and Max from Noche, a jazz club here in Des Moines. One of the cool things about Noche is you have other things going on there. You had a salsa event last week, I think it was, wasn't it?
We have salsa the last Friday of every month. And it's Los Paranderos, the salsa group here in Des Moines, who they play. And we always have a lot of people dancing.
I bet.
Professional and amateur.
Yeah. And so, one of the things, I mean, that can seem like a little bit of an eclectic mix, but one of the great things about jazz music actually is the way in which it has kind of splintered off into so many different kinds of genres. You know, most of the musicians in Paranderos, for example, are trained jazz musicians that go in there. You're liable to see some of the same horn players on Wednesday night with the Des Moines Big Band that you might see in that salsa band that night.
Yes.
And that kind of lends itself to this other point of, I know you're usually talking some more hardcore business here on this show, but one of the things that I really love about Noche is that it has given a home base for that music economy here in Des Moines. There are a lot of working musicians locally that play there all the time, that get regular work at Noche, whether they are backing up a singer or instrumentalist that we've brought in from New York or Chicago or whatnot, or if they're doing their own groups. It's just a neat kind of thing and work that did not exist before that place opened. So,
Maria, this is more than a love of music and real estate. This can be pretty expensive to get into. I mean, you redid that entire building.
Yes, it's a fourth child for my husband and I, we say.
It is, really.
We did. It?
It
was the Democratic Party was renting the space as office space, and we had to demolish and gut and redo everything.
Yeah.
From the roof to everything.
We watched the work, and from time to time, Max would post photographs up on his wall and say, this is what's going on now and then. Max, did you ever think that this would be what you would be doing? That's a loaded question because, in all sincerity, I've known you for years now.
Yeah.
And before you, I think just shortly after you graduated high school, for crying out loud. And now you're married and you're running.
Yeah, running this business. And yeah, it is a great blending of really the two things that I'm passionate about. I mean, I've been a musician first and foremost, and I've been a working musician for 10 years now. But from the get-go, as you know from past conversations, I was very concerned with how to make that work as a business,
Right.
And considered myself equal parts entrepreneur and musician. And so this was a huge step up as far as the challenge goes in trying to not only make my own music work, but make a music venue work. But it has been rewarding as well to see it come to fruition.
Well, I would imagine that you bring lots of connections along with who you are.
Sure. Yeah. And well, I think there was a list a mile long of people that I really wanted to get booked into that room, from the get-go, people who I had heard across the country or worked with. And then it's also been fun to see how quickly the word gets out about a truly singular space like that.
Right.
And, we get booking requests, dozens of them every week now, from people who I didn't think we'd have a chance to book for a while.
You know, one of the things, Maria, that I really enjoy about Noche is how it's set. Really, my mother, may she rest in peace, she was a big band singer in Chicago back in the 30s and 40s. And she would often talk about these wonderful clubs, that had comfortable seating and were a little candlelight at the table and where the big band played up in front. So was all this patterned after that kind of an idea?
Exactly. We had some great people on board building it as far as architects and our interior designer and everything. And I've heard from several people, they've described the place. My friend described it, used the word I like best. She said, it's so sexy inside.
Yeah.
And other people have said, I don't feel like I'm in Des Moines. I feel like I'm in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very beautiful, and we're very, very proud of it.
Now, you don't do food there, do you, Max?
No, except we do have some options for people. We are not a restaurant, but we have partnered with a couple of businesses here locally to offer some food for people. We have full bar available always, and we also offer an assortment of cheeses from the cheese shop up at the Shops at Roosevelt, along with some olives and crackers and whatnot, and gourmet popcorn from Popcorn Heaven out on Merle Hay.
Of course, there you go.
Yeah, so it's definitely very tasty stuff to accompany the cocktails that you'll be consuming.
Right.
But as you know, in this neighborhood, there are so many wonderful restaurants. I mean, we just kind of thought, we don't necessarily need any more of those on these couple of blocks, but we can complement that experience. Go out to eat and then come for a show.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. One of the other things, let's talk about the party room if we can for just a moment, Maria. That's really interesting. I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of events there, and it's a large space.
Mm-hmm. It's over 3,000 square feet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Close to 3,500,
yep.
Right?
Wow. So what kind of things go on there? Is it wedding receptions? Is it what
goes on? You name it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you name it.
Whatever you want to pay for,
exactly.
You can host there. We've had musicals, and we're about to have a play staged back in that space. We've had wedding receptions, all sorts of corporate events. It's a very flexible space.
Got even it. Debate watch parties.
The debate watch parties, yeah, all kinds of things. With us is Maria Filippone and Max Wellman from Noche. What's going on this year at Noche as far as the music and the activities and the things that are happening for you?
What's not going on
is yeah.
a better question, huh?
There's a couple of new things that we are very excited to roll out just starting tonight, actually. The Synergy Jazz Foundation has been around for about a decade. It's a nonprofit that does jazz programming and education throughout the state of Iowa. And we will be doing a new happy hour concert series with them on, every Friday starting today, which is from 5 to 7 p.m. and brings in a lot of the great bands from around the region.
Right now.
Yes. It's happening.
It's happening, yes. Okay. Real jazz for real people, Fridays from 5 to 7 o'clock. Wow.
Yes. We'll bring in some catered food for those events and have drink specials. And it's a neat way to really kind of kick off your night as opposed to some of our later programming. It's from 5 to 7 every Friday. It's called Jazz at 5.
Now, what is the Synergy Jazz Foundation?
That is a nonprofit that has been based in Des Moines for just about 10 years, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I served for a stint on their board, so I've worked with them in the past. And really, one of my huge goals for programming at Noche this year is to try to kind of bring in more of the music community, more of the jazz community specifically to that room. It was always the idea that, you know, this is a space that we are running, but it is for this whole community. So if you have good ideas on what kind of programming should go in here, you know, I'm perfectly willing to listen to that. And so Bill Berggren, the executive director at Synergy, was really interested in getting something together. They'll also be doing some other programming at Noche from time to time. In addition to that, we are opening our first official season of theater.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
My husband and I, in 2008, founded Des Moines Young Artists Theater. It's a nonprofit children's theater. And we started in the basement of our church, the First Unitarian Church, and it grew, and we are now based out of Des Moines on Stage on Grand next to the Red Cross. And so my husband has always had a passion for theater, and last year we did Bear.
Yep.
And he and Max got together and wanted to do a lot more theater, so.
And we did a couple productions last year.
Oh, we did in the front. That Bear was in the back, and in the front it was Murder Ballad.
Yes.
Yes.
And so this year we decided to make it kind of official and have a real full-on season put together for 2017. And some of those, well, really just this first one opening on January 20th, The Normal Heart, will be produced in that backstage space. And the other three will be up in our front room. It's a neat kind of space because it gives a kind of atypical experience
Very
to people
so.
Who are coming and being kind of immersed in the show as it goes on. So
exciting things, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only how this has morphed over the 1 year that you've been. And before we go there, whose idea was it to have a grand opening on New Year's Eve?
That was my stupid idea, but it worked great. It was the stupidest and best thing that we did because we pulled it off.
That was
created good buzz. But
it did create
we
good
got
buzz.
To the end of that night and cried out of relief.
So you got 1 year behind you, and you're expanding into all kinds of different things. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure. I mean, it's always wonderful to see Max out and about. And Maria, thank you for coming in
and
doing this. It is called Noche, N-O-C-E. If you haven't heard about it, well, then you've been living under a rock someplace because this is one of the hottest things in all of the Des Moines metro, in all of Iowa, as a matter of fact. And Max, you indicated this is unique to Iowa.
Absolutely, it is. We have a proud history in this music in this state, but we haven't had a venue like this for decades.
Yeah, and it is a gorgeous place to go. Noche, it is on Walnut, just behind the studio.
Can I give you an easy way to remember
Sure,
it?
Yeah.
N-O-C-E is the Italian word for walnut, and we're on Walnut Street.
Is that right?
And it's pronounced Noche, which also sounds like the Spanish word for night. So we are a nightclub on Walnut Street.
It all works.
It all works.
Thank you. All right. Good stuff. Thanks so much, guys, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
All right. That's our Friday wrap with regard to what to do this weekend and every weekend and weekday at sometimes here in Des Moines. All right. We've got to step aside, check out what happened today on Wall Street. Hang in there with us. We'll be back with more on the Business News Hour.